Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, that introduction brings us into the focus of the Talk Radio Countdown world, the talkers list of the top stories and the top people list. We spend an hour with the radio people, and then, well, not that Michael Harrison isn't a radio person, but he is the star of the countdown, and he's on in 1 hour, and Jay is here, and most of the time we also have Jen here, but she's not here with us today. So John Harper filling in from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida as we talk about the items that are on the top 10 list.
And delighted to be here with you.
Always happy to have you, John. You always bring
Thank
good
you.
Focus and a good sense of some sort of sanity to what all of this stuff is all about. And I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the list. Sometimes I go through the list and people say, oh, I don't remember it. You can see the list easily every week because Jay posts it at gooddayshow.com. We also have it posted at talkers.com. So rather than go through the list, I thought I'd start taking some of the things that are on the list apart, like what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on politically, et cetera, and what's going on with Ukraine. I thought one of the most interesting things, and because the presidential election stuff is number one this week on the list, you'll find it interesting if you don't know, you're not following this. If you listen to Mark Levin all the time, you wouldn't hear this side of the story. Although I did listen, I was listening to him yesterday, and I thought I hadn't listened to him for quite a long time. He's very clever about how he presents stuff, and I thought, frankly, although I like him as a person a lot, he's a great guy, but I don't like necessarily what he does on the air that much sometimes. But it was really interesting the way he put everything together with regard to where Biden is and what he's promising and what he says and then what he does, which maybe isn't unique for him. Look at the political world. John, you and I have been around a long time, and so we've seen this. But I think even the kids, you know, you look at what is said and what is promised and what's delivered, and it just becomes like, what are we wasting our time? These people are all, they're a waste of time. They
Doug,
really
it
are.
Seems like it's second verse, same as the first, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's the same yada yada. So Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who were with Joe Biden for a fundraiser in New York at Radio City Music Hall, he got a lot of big money, major donors. A lot of them were in private, behind closed doors. And so, you know, you look at that dynamic, and here's what the difference is, okay, if I can compare and contrast. So Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden in New York for a big fundraiser. It was $20 million. How much did they get, Jay? I didn't see the final total, but it was like 20 or...
Yeah, it was
a lot of money.
Something up there like that.
Corruption. This is Citizens United, which has ruined the electoral landscape, as far as I'm concerned. Too much money from too few people, too much influence. You know, that's what happens. So the comparison and contrast in Donald Trump yesterday, whether this was planned purposely for the people who like Trump or the people who say, okay, look at this, Joe Biden and all of his moneyed pals. Everybody says, well, the Republicans, all the rich guys, blah, 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 blah. So here's these three guys raising millions of dollars for Joe Biden. And at the same time, Trump is attending a wake for a police officer who was killed during a traffic stop this week. So what do you think, people, where do you think the sympathies are going to go in terms of, well, see, look at this. You know, you talk about Donald Trump and the Republicans and how the Republican operatives are there abusing this, that, or the other thing. That's the news media, in part. I mean, the Republicans do enough on their own to make themselves look bad, but the news media certainly quadruples that impact because most of the news media, printed media, a lot of the electronic media is biased. So this is a fabulous, in my mind, contrast. You know how we used to learn that in school, what the comparative degrees were, comparative and contrasting stuff. So Trump goes to this wake. And I just, you know, that to me says a lot. And I don't know whether you agree with me, Jay, or John, with my analysis of this, but that's how I look at it.
Well, I think the timing couldn't have been worse for Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in scheduling the event. How do they know? How would they know
about
that
a lawsuit?
There,
I mean, there,
yeah, there
know,
was going to be
a wake. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, there's no way they would know, and I would hope that people would look at this and think the same thing. They weren't trying to be rude and crude and distance themselves from that police officer and his family. I think it was just bad timing, and the only thing I think I would have done differently as far as advising the Democrats and Joe Biden is, could you make an appearance at that event? I don't think it was at night in which they had their wake. Maybe it was. I'm not sure. But maybe he could have made an appearance, or at the very least, while he's in New York today, getting ready to go back to D.C., get in touch with the family and personally pay a visit to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That would have been a better look. I agree.
Yep. The look was, yeah, no matter whether it was planned or it wasn't, that's not what you're, that's not the headline, that's not the picture. People look at the picture and they see the headline, they don't read the story, and so you come away with that thought. At least that's what I came away with.
Yeah.
All right. Next, speaking of coming away with things, there's some pretty vivid video showing the Ukrainian drone strike on that Russian oil refinery. Did you see that? As the Ukrainians this week stepped up their attacks on Russian refineries, they used the drones that are American drones, obviously. They used artificial intelligence to power the drones. And here we go down that street. Just kind of interesting. And while we're there, you know, that attack in Russia this week, you know, the Ukrainian stuff is one thing, but it seems to have been supplanted by the ISIS attack. And apparently the Kremlin acknowledges knowing that ISIS was a threat because the United States passed this stuff along through channels, right? The United States warned the Russians that ISIS was a threat before this concert. I don't know that the concert was the focus. It was just, okay, there's a lot of hubbub going on. Just the same, by the way, as even though you won't hear this, as much as I support Israel, because I do, in their charge to kind of get rid of as much of Hamas as they can, they knew, the United States CIA knew, the Mossad knew there was going to be an attack on Israel. So they say it was a surprise, but it wasn't really. It was not a surprise.
But now, now Russia is claiming that the West and Kyiv ordered the Moscow terror attack.
Yeah, baloney. I'm not buying that for a minute. Anybody else buying that?
No, I'm not either.
No.
Yeah. No.
All right.
All I know is it's just crazy and maddening as far as the situation there and what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It's the same. It's like you're in a time tunnel. Much as anything else. It's the same stuff goes on. The world, kind of as we advance, we go back again. One step, what's the old expression? One step forward, one step back, or two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff technologically that has changed, but people's mindset doesn't seem to be changing that much at all. All right, let's talk about the bridge collapse here, the clearing of debris, the dismantling of the wreckage of the bridge. They brought in a big, huge crane. Actually, the crane, apparently, they floated it down from on a barge from New York. It's the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, and they're going to use that to pick up the stuff, the big stuff, and then they've got divers trying to find the little stuff. I think they found the pickup truck that those two guys were in.
Yeah,
in
they did.
Right?
They recovered their bodies,
Yeah.
This guy's is actually a fascinating story because you had two, from what I've heard, two of the best pilots on the bridge of that barge. or that ship, and navigating this through. And you would think you're in good hands with those two guys, and something catastrophically went wrong with the electrical system. And I didn't realize that as they are leaving the port, they're operating under electric power and not diesel power.
Well, this is how this works. I explained this the other day, and I'll do it again because I think a lot of people don't understand how these ships run. You're familiar with how electric motors basically run diesel locomotives. The diesel power runs generators that actually operate the power supply for the wheels is a generator that's charged by the diesel engines. So the same is happening. The same is true on major cruise ships, the major freighters. They have engines that run generators that run the propeller system. So the engine power went out for whatever the reason, and that's the thing that seems to me is most important to figure out. And then the propellers didn't work, none of the steerage worked, so they dropped the anchor, but it wasn't, I mean, think about it. This is, what is it, 3 football fields long? This thing is one of the biggest.
It's like a skyscraper,
right. Right. So you don't stop those things on a dime. And so the fact that there was so much, there's so much momentum, even though it's going slowly, there's like millions of tons of stuff on this ship. You're not going to stop that.
When they were able to stop traffic, which they knew that something was going to happen, they could not control it. So they at least got in touch with people to stop the flow of traffic. And there were so many. I mean, there really would have been way more people on that bridge had they not made that Mayday call out.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So that Mayday call saved a lot of lives, even though it was an early morning hour. Yeah. But nonetheless, having two experienced pilots taking that ship out, it is simply amazing that this occurred. And I'm interested in hearing what they're going to be finding about the electrical power and what happened there.
Well, there'll be millions and millions of dollars of lawsuits against the ship from the families of the people that were killed. Who knows? They'll sue the state. Everybody's going to get sued. But that doesn't bring these people back. It just is. Was this unnecessary is the question that we'll continue to grapple with. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the big stories this week that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com. Jake Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, and John Harper, who is the owner of WMRC. That's in Milford, Massachusetts. Another one of these.
Well, who knows? You know, I'll take a look at it.
One of the things this week, we were just talking off air. I was in Hawaii and visiting the station that I have an interest in, and my friend, who is a great broadcaster, Larry Fuss, who owns stations here, there, and everywhere around the country, Mississippi. And anyway, we went to look into Maui, into a couple of stations there. And it was just kind of fun to get the sense of, you know, kind of what else, what's going on in radio. Everybody keeps talking about podcasting and streaming and stuff. I will tell you that radio, except for people who own the stations that want to cut everybody's throat, but the state of the art of radio is pretty healthy over there. It was kind of fun.
Well, it's alive and well, despite what our industry says at times.
Yeah, right.
You also have the safety measure when you have that live local radio as opposed to podcasting and all of that stuff. If there is something going on, like a tanker truck spill and you need to evacuate people, or there's a sudden storm of something happening, it helps. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Radio will never become obsolete.
Those are the best examples I can come up with. But having gone to Maui and having seen what happened during that fire and understanding how without radio there, that island would have been in much worse shape than it was. I sent Jay a picture, and she posted it on our social media of what I saw, just a clip of what I saw, the fire, the results of the fire that everybody was talking about for so long in Maui. And in some respects, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And one of the reasons is because the radio stations over there, despite the fact that the guy who ran the sort of the local version of FEMA was an idiot, and there were no real warnings that came from government authorities, but it came from the radio. And a lot of people get out of the way. Still, 100 people died, but it could have been much worse without the warnings that came from radio there. So,
well, look at us during the hurricanes. A good number of years ago, we were the only radio station that was on here on the Space Coast.
Yep.
And that was pretty interesting. And we gained a lot of local attention on that one. And we continued throughout the years to be home of the hurricane hunters, as I've called it. And it's worked out well.
Yep, right. Anyway, to the folks in Maui, John and his crew that are listening because they listen to the program, I really was, I was pleased to meet them, and I'm chuckling because, I don't want to embarrass him. The fellow who owns the station sent me a note once, and he was pointing something out, and he says I sent him back an email that basically said I didn't care about whatever it was that his issue was. I can't imagine that I did. I was looking back to see if I could find the email, but he was a very gracious, wonderful guy, and so I, you know, every once in a while, there's always something that can happen that'll make you look and feel and sound foolish. But at any rate,
But hello, Maui.
But that station, probably better than any other station, was responsible for saving a lot of life and limb. All right, so also in social media, which is what we do normally at this point in every hour of the Good Day program, talking about things and people, the technology sometimes. I don't know how much more you can say about the fellow that ran that trading company, Sam Bankman-Fried, who got sentenced to 25 years for financial fraud. He's got a $411 billion for the victims, and he got the maximum because the judge said he wasn't remorseful.
He might do it again.
Yeah, right. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's that story. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, what's going on today? What's going on this weekend? We're in the brief department. I suppose you could say this was a briefing in a manner of speaking. Yes, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Also, John Harper joins us from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with his thoughts about some of the speaking of thoughts. One of the great things that I love about what we can do, there was we posted a thing about I want to spend some time on this, Jay, if you can find the electric vehicle stuff. We were just talking about social media and stuff on the program, but I didn't have time to go back to that. And really, I don't know how much you talked about it when I wasn't here for that day this week. But I think from what I hear, even my children who look at this stuff from time to time, but the guys who were in the radio station where I was this week, and just in general, I heard from three or four people who looked at that, the response, we really hit a nerve. The EV question, and appropriately so. John, I don't know if you saw this or not. Jay, go through, if you don't mind, please, the question that we asked.
Well, what was kind of funny and interesting is that people almost thought that we were highly for electric vehicles and discontinuing gas-powered vehicles, where the question itself is
further from the truth, actually.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. With the debates between electric and gas-powered cars, we ask a hypothetical question. It even says hypothetical in the post. Should gas-powered vehicles be discontinued? And some of the comments, of course, like Matthew Kyan, were absolutely not, a whole bunch of exclamation points. James Wynn said, yeah, ban gas cars and watch California tell people not to consume electric on hot days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the most frequently used or cited examples of how badly this all has been engineered, literally and figuratively, because mm-hmm. there's no plan. It's kind of like other stuff. Gavin Newsom this week signing that bill that requires $20 an hour as the minimum wage. And every damn, you're either going to pay $9 for a hamburger or the stores are going to go out of business. It's just the impracticality of the thinking here and how these people stay in power and influence in California is amazing. It's like it's a different world here.
It's
I love
insane.
California, but man, it is insanity.
Well, but also with electric vehicles, there's so much more to it that people aren't equating for. Like Teddy Cosmos points out, well, if the battery dies, you have to get a new battery. It's like $20,000 just to get a new battery. But also your billing, the utility, your electric bill is going to go way up if you do it. And you have to, it's not like you can just plug it into any outlet. You have to have your home then equipped. So that's more money. And it's like going to a gas station. You have to pay for the gas. There's the electric stations. I've never been to one. I don't have an EV, but I'm assuming you have to pay for the electricity too, even if you're at those.
At the gas station?
Quote unquote pumps. No, at the electric fuel, the electric stations.
Well, but they're going to be installing. I think this is part of the interesting ruse here. In order to sort of make sure they get whatever their piece of the pie is, the major oil companies are installing these things to charge your car at regular gas stations, aren't they?
But you still have to pay for it. They're not just going to give you free electricity.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not, well, I don't know, maybe it is a suggestion from some people, but no, there's nothing free about this. There's no free lunch here, boys and girls. You may be able to go to the shopping mall and plug in for a while, but they'll put, if they haven't done it already, and again, depending on where you are around the country, there are charging stations, but they put a charge card. It's the same as if you go to the gas pump. You stick your card in and you pay for the gas.
Right.
That way. And so they're doing the same thing now. And that's what Jay's pointing out. A lot of people are like, oh, can get a charge. You're not going to get a charge free. What do you think?
Yeah. I'll just find any outlet I want. And plug in. There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to my neighbor's house and plug in over there. And, yeah. See if we can have some fun with that. So anyway, what other good comments? Because there are a bunch of really good ones.
Bart Johnson says, how do I take my cattle to the market? 30 steers weigh a lot. Not sure how an electric truck can do that, but I'm willing to listen.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of the pickup trucks, the bigger. So you can get an F-150 I don't know if they're for sale yet, but they're around. They have the sort of hybrid trucks and cars. I think there are very few electric trucks yet other than the Rivian. You can find them on a lot, but there aren't many of them. And most of the people, as this guy just suggested, they don't want them because they don't have, the electric vehicles have a lot of, not torque, it's not what I'm looking for, but the ability to be like a rabbit at the light, okay? There's plenty of power that you can apply to move yourself quickly with an electric motor or electric car. But I don't think they have the torque, which is what you need. He was talking about the steers that he's got in his cattle trailer. And is there enough torque? Really, gas engines don't have enough torque. The diesel engine is what gives the a truck that's got a load on it. That's why all the over-the-road trucks are diesel, because they need torque. And that's something else that has been. Anyway, I'm getting into the weeds. So what other comments do you have there?
Paul Brady makes a great comment that it should be an option available for us to choose and not forced upon us one way or the other.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you look
that
at that.
That kind of says it all right there.
Yeah.
It kind of does. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I'm looking at some of the other comments from social media here that we ought not to pass by. The news stories, we always ask that every end of week. Focus allows people to weigh in. The Baltimore Bridge thing, certainly. You know what we haven't talked a whole lot about is Puff, Sean Diddy, and where that is. That was I was sort of surprised that wasn't on the list of things that we've posted from Talkers Magazine. What else do we need to add to that, Jay?
Add to the list or add to the Diddy story?
No, the Diddy story. Yeah, we should at least spend a moment on that, I think, because it has very far-reaching consequences.
It almost is giving like Epstein-level kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's underage situations attached to this that have really been talked about, but he's been hit with at least 5 lawsuits in New York accusing him of sexual assault, sex trafficking, engaging in other criminal activity, hard drugs, illegal weapons, all of that kind of stuff. His home, I think it was his Miami home, was raided recently,
which his
lawyer calls a gross overuse of military level force. But when you are dealing with any allegations of sex trafficking, human trafficking, I don't think there's too low of a level you can go.
But guys like Al Sharpton will use the race card here. Well, this is a black guy who does all this stuff, and he's getting focused. He's being targeted because he's black, which is the most insulting way of looking at this that you could possibly find. Sean Combs is a pig, and it doesn't make any difference what his skin color is. I'd say the same thing. Epstein was a pig. The people that participated in all that stuff, they're all pigs. And so don't be giving me this stuff about, oh, he's being targeted because he's black. Nonsense.
Justin Bieber had made comments. He never named anybody, but he had said, you know, when he was younger, he was essentially groomed. There's very odd, bizarre videos of Diddy with Justin Bieber. Usher apparently lived with Diddy for a year when he was 13. And he, an interview with Howard Stern has resurfaced from a few years ago where Usher doesn't go into full detail, but discusses, you know, seeing some bizarre stuff, seeing some things that probably a 13-year-old should not have been a part of.
Exactly. All right. One of the other things, because the presidential race is number one this week on the list of things from talkers, we ought to spend some time on RFK's running mate. And there have been some thoughts. Do you want to share some of those thoughts from our listeners as well on this lady who's running with him?
Yeah. Matt Fuentes says, may the best presidential candidate win.
Not Biden. Yeah.
Andy Brinkley asks, isn't Shanahan a leftist loon, meaning far left?
No.
Which, essentially, this is kind of a Democratic ticket. Because even though he's libertarian, he was a Democrat beforehand. He comes from a famous Democratic family. And then she's also somebody who is a Democrat, has given a lot of money to Democratic campaigns.
She was married to one of the guys that runs Google, and they're lefties to the nth degree, to the point of being almost commies, I think. And that maybe sounds like an ignorant overview of maybe simplistic, but... You know, guilt by association. I haven't seen anything about her. I still haven't dug into her enough to be comfortable with her, even though I'm comfortable.
I haven't seen anything about her either. They haven't really played this out.
Because the news media doesn't want you to know, at least the left side of the news media. The right doesn't either, because it'll affect Trump. So you won't find MSNBC or Fox digging around much here, because they don't want to give him any space for people to say, oh, wait a minute, let me find out more about these people. Because already, especially among those that are under 35, it's a dead heat between the three major candidates, Kennedy, Biden, and Trump. They're under 35 voters. It's like 30, 30, and 30, or close to it.
Well, it's almost more so only Biden and Trump. A lot of people didn't even know Kennedy was running until the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
So, anyway, let's see. Greg says, well, she's loaded, so there's that.
It doesn't hurt.
No, right, exactly. All right, so there's a lot of social media input from people on the big stories. The business of where we go with the migrant situation, that's another item that seems to be a constant between that, Israel. I'm looking at the list. So the presidential race, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Ukraine, and what's going on with the migrant crisis. You can almost always count on those things being a part of our discussions every week. So I thought, in terms of what's going on with the migrant situation, there's a judge who's going to rule on whether the government has to provide shelter and food to any child who comes across the border and is outside or is, you know, in a holding area that has no shelter. So imagine what that means. Imagine the audacity, if you will, of the people that are like they're charging the border. It's not that they're just there. They're pushing their way across and bringing these children with them. Where the hell are we?
Well, for a lot of people, leaving their child behind is not an option.
No, but
so
I'm just saying.
With them. Are we? And the children didn't pick this.
No, but that's not beside the point. They may be innocent, but the fact that you and I have to pay to take care of them when they have no business being here in the first place, there's something wrong with that thinking. I don't want to hurt the children either. Go ahead,
right,
Jim.
Nobody does, but that's where the problem lies. We didn't ask for them to come over. They're coming over. This is a crazy situation, and there's no answer to it.
There's an answer to it, but nobody likes the answer, or lots of people don't like the answer. It's kind of like what's going on with Israel, another one of the items that's on the list this week. The loggerhead that exists between Biden and Netanyahu now, and basically Netanyahu doesn't seem to care, which is, fairly typical for him. But listening to Uri Geller, I don't know if you heard this, John, or not. Uri's on the program every week from his home in Israel. And I thought he was pretty dramatic this week. Didn't you, of all the stories he's told since it started, Jay, didn't you think his...
Yeah. Well, he was more... I mean, he's always passionate when talking about it, but he was more passionate this week, and he had some words for Biden.
They weren't great.
No. They weren't flattering.
No. Anyway, there was supposed to be a delegation from Israel going to the White House, but that's been taken off the table because of this argument between Biden and Netanyahu. This is the Talk Radio Roundup at 12 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. We've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 53 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The big stories, that's kind of our focus, obviously, here every week during this hour of the program. And I'm looking here at the Supreme Court. Number six story, Jay, this week is the abortion pill ruling. Would you mind, and I, you know, this doesn't, I hope, it's not meant to be sexist by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel that a woman on the radio is far better. I have my very strong opinions about this, but in terms of credibility, I just have feelings based on emotion and not necessarily fact. And so maybe if I defer to you on this for a moment or two, the construct of this and why it's so important, time-wise and otherwise, and it kind of flies in the face of what a lot of people thought would happen, given the nature, the political nature or makeup of the members of the Supreme Court.
It's abortion is one of those conversations in general that is so polarizing.
Yep.
And people feel, whatever you feel about that topic, you feel strongly about it. There's really not a whole lot of middle ground. And there's question of whether abortion pill access should be limited. Some doctors were hesitant to subscribe it at certain points. And now there's the possibility, and really going down this route, of over-the-counter abortion pills where people would be able to get it. And I think when it comes to the topic of abortion itself, people are for or against with no middle ground. And there is, it's not just a this or that conversation. There's a lot more involved. Like, a lot of people think when it comes to abortion, it's late term abortions. It's, you know, right when people are about to give birth, or they're deciding to abort the fetus. And that's not what the case is. That's not what's happening. And with over the counter abortion pills and access to really any, even if it's doctor prescribed, you can't do that late term, because with an abortion pill, your body passes the baby passes the fetus. And if the fetus is above a certain size, your body can't pass that. You're going to need to have surgery anyway to go to, you know, to take care of that. So this is more of a situation within the first trimester. But where this can get a little tricky, especially with over-the-counter, is that even if you're at the later end of your first trimester, depending on that, the where the baby is measuring, where the fetus is measuring, there still may be an instance where your body cannot pass it or your body does not pass it, and you still have to go have a surgery, and you can have complications, sepsis can arise, all of that stuff. But where my mind went, and this is because we had this conversation recently, but there was a nurse, a doctor or a nurse who was having an affair, his girlfriend got pregnant, and he got abortion pills. And while they were being intimate, he inserted them into her. And she found out about that when she went to go use the restroom and a couple pills fell out. So it kind of has one of those questions of, this is a very strong medication. Could people be using it for nefarious reasons? It's, there's a lot. And then as far as SCOTUS is concerned, it's going to be interesting to see how they really move forward with this.
Well, when I saw this week, there were some references from some of the right-wing justices, and I use that advisedly because I don't like the term conservative because it doesn't really say what they're all about. There's a long dormant chastity law that it's called the Comstock Act. I don't know if you saw anything about this. It may or may not be central. But the Clarence Thomas and Alito, I never pronounce his name, Alito, were talking about this law and from their point of view, how it may be the flashpoint in the battle over abortion. But here are these two old guys, an old white guy and an old black guy, who have gone back there. Obviously, their researchers have found this act that nobody else found. It's like dusted, put away in a corner someplace because nobody's ever used it or talked about it for a long, long time because it was in effect in the 1800s. It prohibits the mailing of drugs used for abortions among other, quote, obscene, lewd, and indecent material. So this was passed before the Civil War, apparently, and when drugs were always, you know, there were no drugstores around. If you could find something and you can get a hold of it, you get it mailed to you. And so that's what they're using as a linchpin for this argument. So, man, imagine what's going to happen with
that. Which is still technically prescription-based.
Right. Yeah. So if there's a Republican administration, will this change the lay of the land after the next election? This is so bogus, man. This is so just wrong. It's just wrong. All right, well, there it is. That's a summation of that particular issue from the countdown. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 after the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.